So we've heard about Microsoft and Sony. Where does all the news about Xbox and PlayStation leave the third great game console power, Nintendo? It took Nintendo a year to sell as many Wii U consoles as Sony sold PlayStations in just a few weeks. And some say Nintendo, the company that gave us Mario Brothers and Zelda, is on the way out. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, those old franchises may be enough to keep the company alive for a long time.
In preparation for this story, I put out a call to diehard Nintendo fans. I was inundated. Brian White is a 30-year-old who grew up playing the Zelda games. Now he's got a daughter.
We named her Zelda.
White says as a dad, he's happy Nintendo games aren't filled with violence.
It's something I can play and have my daughter sit in front of the TV and not be ashamed of or wonder how corrupt she's going to be.
For those who are not Zelda fans, it's a series of fantasy adventure games where the main character, Link, has to save Princess Zelda and the world. The soundtrack is so beloved, it's been performed around the country as a four-movement symphony.
I've seen that twice.
25-year-old Manny Contreras says the music reminds him of great experiences he's had playing Zelda.
It's great music just in general. I think even if you're not a fan, if you listen to it, you're probably surprised by how good it is.
This love of these longtime franchises is the main reason the game analyst PJ McNeely thinks that predictions of Nintendo's demise are overblown.
If you look at video game sales over the last 20 to 25, even 30 years, and look at the top 10 games that have sold, Nintendo's probably owned 5, 6, 7, 8 of those games on those lists.
Among them, Mario Brothers, Zelda, and Wii Sports. McNeely thinks the problem for Nintendo's Wii U is that there haven't been enough updates to its beloved franchises made specifically for it. But he imagines that as the game franchises come out with updates, it will help sales.
Even though the Wii U hasn't been selling as well as Nintendo certainly has hoped, no one's sitting there calling it unfun.
The Wii U is different from the original Wii console because it has a sort of tablet accessory called a game pad. Kelly Bohm bought the Wii U as soon as it came out, and she's been a little disappointed.
There's not enough games to play on it. It's like you want to play more with the console because it's a cool concept having the touchpad.
But this fall, Nintendo came out with Super Mario 3D World, specifically for the Wii U. Mario's a plumber who goes on a lot of adventures.
This one's a lot better because a lot of the levels in the Mario game require you to use the touchpad. Like, you have to press buttons to unlock things or open pathways and stuff like that.
Later this year, Nintendo is releasing even more updates of popular franchises for the Wii U, Super Smash Bros., Mario Kart, and Donkey Kong. But a lot of analysts say Nintendo is getting more competition from new titles created for mobile devices and PCs. Meanwhile, the hardcore gamers will buy the Xbox and the PlayStation for the power and better graphics. But the love of Nintendo's franchises does run deep with fans like Bohm. She plans on buying every update and hopes to share the experience someday with her kids.
It's happy memories from your own childhood. You always want to pass on stuff that you did as a kid to your own kids.
And Nintendo is betting its future on many people feeling that way. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic cloud backup for small business computers and servers. Details at carbonite.com. And from Athena Health, committed to helping physicians manage change with cloud-based services plus Epocrates mobile tools. AthenaHealth.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.